Bionic.
Loudly proclaimed from the rooftops, free at last.
Nelson Mandela proclaiming his freedom after 27 years, dead at the age of 95. This is America Tonight. I'm Kate Delaney. The world is reacting to Mandela's death and what he meant to freedom, what he meant to the people of South Africa, and his impact on the world. What is his legacy? He was iconic. There's absolutely no question about it. And throughout the show, we'll weave in some of Mandela's favorite sayings and some of what famous and well-known people had to say about the impact of Mandela. He was a prisoner. He was a freedom fighter. He was a South Africa's symbol of that struggle against racial oppression, and he emerged from prison after, as I mentioned, 27 years to lead the country pretty much out of apartheid that had been going on for decades. So he died Thursday night at the age of 95. To me, he was peace. That's what he represented. He was a person who let go of the bitterness, which was absolutely amazing. That's why his messages were filled with reconciliation and not vengeance. Not vengeance. He urged constantly, especially when he first got out of prison, he urged forgiveness for the white government that imprisoned him. That was the thing that he talked about so often when he walked out of the gate, that he knew that if he didn't leave his bitterness and hatred, he was the famous quote, behind, he'd still be in prison, and he was freed, you heard him there, 1990. So the former president of South Africa, Mandela, battled a lot of health problems in the last couple of years. He had a lung infection that led to a couple of hospitalizations, and I think people were aware that he was definitely on the decline in the last couple of months. And after he retired in 1999 from the presidency, he was considered the sort of ideal head of state. He was the measuring stick for African leaders who had a tough time because of all the excitement over Mandela when he was out of that position. So the portraits that are emerging of a guy who was a leader of South Africa since apartheid, unfortunately, since the apartheid era, and there were horrific things that happened there, there are still many, many problems in South Africa. In fact, I just 2 days ago was talking to a woman who felt lucky to have escaped from her native South Africa through Canada, and eventually she and her family ended up in the United States, and she took me through the process of becoming a citizen and what that was like for her, and just how awful it was in South Africa. So now it's been almost 20 years since Mandela established the country as a democracy, and it's become certainly an economic powerhouse there. It's got the largest economy in the second largest continent in the world, but they're still having a lot of problems with crime, a lot of problems with crime in South Africa, and it's hardly ever reported unless something incredibly horrific happens that somehow catches somebody's eye. But the economy, certainly in some areas of South Africa, has turned around in a very, very big way. So we'll be talking about South Africa, Mandela, his, like I said, his legacy, what he leaves to the world behind as he dies in his death. What does it all mean? And we'll also take a look during this show at what's happening in D.C. as the clock is ticking on the budget process. Doesn't seem as though there's anything happening for sure because there's no deal yet at this point. So then we get to push this forward on December 13th if there is no deal, if there is no budget. Could you stomach a second government shutdown? You're paying for it. I'm paying for it because we're taxpayers. Remember, 80% of the government is funded out of our pockets. So trust me, when billions are being spent on shutdowns, the bad news is, in a lot of different ways, there's a lot of bad news with this, but we're paying for the lack of accountability. That's what it is. And I think overall, that's the theme of 2013. You think of the scandals that started in the spring and went all the way through the fall, the answers we still don't have on your Benghazis, for example, and the fact that there just isn't accountability. There's such a lack of accountability really across the board. And that's why Congress is rated so low in whatever poll. It's a single-digit number, and that's amazing to have a single-digit number, that the approval ratings for Congress are 9-8%. In a democratic, capitalistic society, that's where we're at. And we've been headed in that direction for a long time. And now there's the big, big, big possibility that we might not have that budget. And if we don't have the budget, you can't invent the money, even with quantitative easing, which won't do anything in this case. It's not about that in this scenario. But if you don't have a budget, then moving forward to be able to fund all that is a moot point. It won't happen. You would have to have some kind of a shutdown, even if it's just a day, because how are you funding the agencies? And it's just a bad time for this. We knew this was happening because it was a Band-Aid. That's the problem with Band-Aids. Eventually, they have to come off. And the Band-Aid's being ripped off, and the deadline is nearing. You're talking about the first couple of weeks in January, and then that's it. Then we're without funds. I think so many of us that don't think that we should completely throw out the federal government, meaning I think there's a purpose for government, but the massive amount of government interference and just how big the government has gotten, it shows what happens when there's complete reliance on that and how much of the population is damaged ultimately by another shutdown. In some way, we're all touched by it, by the way. All right, I haven't even scratched the surface yet. Coming up a little bit later this hour, we're going to talk about the weather and what's happening. States of emergency, where are they being declared? What are we seeing as far as the ice storms? What about snow and chilly temperatures across the United States? And next, a conversation with Olivier Picasso. He's the grandson of Pablo Picasso. And you know, we're always doing that lottery thing when the numbers get high. Can you imagine winning a Picasso if the odds were 1 in 50,000, 1 in 50,000, that's a pretty good odds. Pretty good odds compared to the lottery anyway. And they're auctioning off a Picasso that's valued at $1 million. Why are people taking a chance on it? We'll tell you next when we chat with Olivier Picasso.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. When we're getting angry.
Would you like to win a Pablo Picasso painting? Seems too unreal to be true. Do you know you have a 1 in 50,000 chance of doing that? All you need is to buy a ticket. Olivier Picasso, the grandson of Pablo Picasso, joins us now on America Tonight. Olivier, thanks so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you for getting me on the show.
Let's talk about the idea. The idea is it's a fundraiser to help a very ancient Lebanese city named Tyre, but rolling this back, how, in your family, and with all of your grandfather's amazing works and where they're on display and people who privately own Picassos, was it hard to decide, hey, we're going to put this up for a great cause? What ultimately made you decide to do that?
Oh, in fact, I knew one of the person in charge of the operation for this association to save the city of Tyre in Lebanon. And when she told me that she was tired to organize dinners, charity dinners, and she wanted to do something original, she came up with the idea to put a Picasso as a winning prize in a big raffle. And then my first feeling was, oh, it's going to be tough and difficult. And in fact, she came back a few weeks later with a beautiful artwork of my grandfather. It's a painting on paper from 1914, and I was really astonished. And from that moment, I decided to help her and to promote with her the raffle.
Yeah, and as you said, it's an amazing painting, Man with the Opera Hat, 1914. And you, as you said, she showed it to you.
Yes.
Did you have ever much conversation about this work of his? Because I've never even heard of it, and it's amazing.
I think it's from the Cubist period of 1914 when my grandfather was in his synthetic study to replace the perspective with colors. And what is incredible with this artwork is that it's in a perfect condition. It's a museum quality. It's worth about $1 million. So it's not nothing. It's not a joke. It's really something serious for the person who we win in this raffle.
Olivier, what's the reaction been since you decided to do this and you're talking to journalists all over the world and all over, certainly including the United States? What's been the reaction to the ticket and the idea of saving the city?
I mean, I'm trying to explain to the journalists, and I think many of them in France, in England, in America, I explained to them that it's for me something that would have been a pleasure for my grandfather. Not only was giving his time and money to help causes and sometimes ordinary people, but he was also a pioneer, and a pioneer in his life, in his private life, with his love life, probably. And he was also a pioneer in his studio. He was someone always working, always in research. So with this Cubist artwork, we are really in the heart of his work.
Wow. Having you said that, that really makes you want to get it, I'll tell you what. How are the ticket sales going?
Oh, I've been told that there are more than 40,000 tickets sold worldwide, and there are in total 50,000 tickets available online. And I must tell you that, first, it's a better chance to win this ticket than to win at the New York Lottery, for example. And the second thing is that you help a great cause, because the city of Tyre is one of the origin of our Western civilization, not only because they invented the alphabet or they created the word Europe, but also because you have a civilization with craftsmanship which needs to be protected. And this project will help create jobs for women and for people with handicap.
Yeah, boy, what a great thing that you're doing, no question about it. It's an ancient city, as I mentioned at the top, 4,000 years old. I'd be remiss
it's beside of any religious or political issues. Yeah. It's really the origin of our civilization.
Yeah, I was going to say that, and it's being destroyed, so very, very sad.
Yeah.
I'd be remiss not to ask you this question, too, as well. When you come from the family of Picasso, and you look at the breadth of his work, and we're talking about the Cubist period with this particular painting, but overall, what would be your favorite Olivier Picasso?
I'm very lucky because my grandfather was Pablo Picasso, but my grandfather was Marie-Thérèse. And she's currently at the peak of the auctions in New York, for example. And I'm always fascinated by the portraits of my grandmother, Marie-Thérèse, you know, from 1927 to 1940 when they were together. And it shows not only love, but also an extreme, extreme work of details from my grandfather.
Ooh, we'll have to look at for those portraits, absolutely. And
you can see many portraits, because today the world record for an auction for Picasso is Marie-Thérèse, and even the private record for an auction for a sale of the painting of Marie-Thérèse is a Marie-Thérèse.
Ah, there you go. When this one gets auctioned off, it's going to be at Sotheby's, am I right, live on the 18th?
Yes, on the 18th of December, it will be live on the Internet from Paris at Sotheby's Auction House. And you have to know that this raffle is totally protected by the French government, because we have a monopoly in France, like in America, for sure, for games with money. And with a raffle, you need to be authorized by the Minister of Finance, the Minister of Culture, and all the money stays under the control of the Minister of Finance until it will be spent for the organization.
Wow. And if somebody wins it, then they have to come over there and procure it, correct?
Probably. Once the winner gets the painting, he does what he wants. He puts it in his living room, or he can even resell it. And I can tell you that it's really, really a quality artwork.
What an interesting thing. What a great thing you're doing. Olivier Picasso, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you very much.
Wow, how exciting. Can you imagine winning that? 1 in 50,000 tickets, which, as Olivier said, it's different than winning the lottery, which is off the charts. You know, the lotteries, some of the national lotteries here in the United States are pretty high right now, and your chances of winning them, not so good. Maybe a little bit better to win a Picasso. And I like how he said you could hang it in your living room, or you could resell it, you could do whatever you want. Can you imagine the buzz over that? Do you think it'd be safe in your neighborhood if you sauntered in, plopped it on the wall somewhere? Oh, I have a Pablo Picasso. I think it's for a great cause, though. And what a clever way to do this, to try to save this city of Tyre. I did some research on it, and Tyre was founded around 2750 BCE. It was ravaged, just ravaged recently by bombings, and they're pillaging all of what really is the cultural history, the religious history of this area, because it's, if you go back to your Bible, you know that the Bible said that Jesus visited that area of Tyre and healed a Gentile, and from that area many people came to hear him preach. That says it clearly throughout, and that's, when you think of it, that's what clicks into your head. Pronounced Tyre, and it's spelled T-Y-R-E. So I have to applaud them for thinking of really a novel way to do this instead of the same old, same old. And you also heard Olivier say how he was such a tyrant with his work. He was, you know, that's what he did. That was Pablo, the essence of Pablo Picasso. And he was a pioneer. And he was sentimental, very sentimental, especially in his later life. And Olivier says, you know, when they discussed this, he thinks they would have been pretty amused, or he would have been pretty amused, rather, to be involved in this kind of an operation to try to save the city. So if you want to get a ticket, you better hurry up. You heard him say there's over 40,000 already sold. They're going to auction it off, or they're going to auction, they're going to announce the winner, actually, on December 18th, doing that live. And they're only doing the 50,000. They hope, what they think they'll raise anyway, is almost $10 million that will go there. And it's a UNESCO World Heritage Site. It's on the list anyway. And it would be terrible, if you think about that, to see that area destroyed. So you could go to the Association to Save Tyre. You could click on there, and that will take you to the link if you want to end up getting a ticket for it. But I think it's just absolutely amazing. And that's why we did this story, that you could have a chance to get your own Pablo Picasso just simply by buying a ticket. That probably, it's the man with the opera hat, that's probably the cost of an opera ticket. So I can't wait to see who wins this. I hope it's the person who bought, was not an art collector, could never afford it, and they bought like one ticket. Wouldn't that be cool? All right, so Olivier Picasso, the man with the opera hat. And we'll be back with more here in America Tonight.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse. Much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the Shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-211-9458. That's 800-211-9458. 800-211-9458.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
He is now resting. He is now at peace. Our people have lost a father. Nothing can diminish our sense of a profound and enduring loss.
South African President Jacob Zuma talking about Mandela, profound loss. And that's what it is, although Mandela lived to be 95. He spent 27 years, as all of you know, in prison. He was all the things I mentioned before, a freedom fighter, no doubt. He brought democracy to the people of South Africa. The economy's turned around. There are still some problems, big problems in South Africa. But he did everything he could to try to unite the people, and he put an end to apartheid single-handedly, going through the countryside, talking to people, and doing whatever he could to really project the fact that he didn't have any bitterness, which I think is the most amazing feat when you think of where he was and what he went through. I'm sure plans will be announced for some kind of an amazing celebration for Mandela and virtually all the world leaders that I can think of will probably be there, some from the past as well, and probably many other people from all walks of life. It'll be a very crowded affair, no doubt about it. We move to a couple of other things, shaking out a few odds and ends. I've already really hammered home the fact that we have a lame Congress, no budget in sight. It doesn't look that way. And one minute you see some talking head on one of the cable stations saying, if we could just go over a couple of obstacles, hop over a couple of obstacles. But the bottom line is they're not hopping very well over the obstacles. They're smashing right into them. So at this point, It's pretty dismal. Will it turn around? Do I think it'll turn around? Are we going to be held hostage to it? Are we going to... I can tell you what to prepare for all next week. It'll be the road to what happens on December 13th. January 15th would mean we're out of money. So if we're out of money January 15th, we're looking at that whole shutdown thing again and all the conversation over what's going to happen with the government. And I'll say this again now for the 20th time. It's worth repeating. There is just no way that the nation can take any more of what's happening. We, the people, are tired of the people in Washington who represent us not getting done what they have to get done and the lack of accountability. I mean, I can twist this in 10 different directions and give you 25 different adjectives, but it all comes back to the same thing, lack of cooperation. I think part of it is the fact that you have lawmakers who aren't there half the time and they spend no time in Washington. So even if the ideology between so many are different, they usually could come up with some kind of common ground when eventually you had to. Very few laws were passed this year. There was lots of talk, lots of empty promises and things, frankly, that didn't happen. And this is just another thing, the whole budget round and round carousel, because that's what it is constantly. I mean, if these guys were our accountants, we would certainly fire them. And in any job that any of us would work, if we had no accountability, where would you be? I think of any of the jobs I've ever had, including my first jobs when I was, 14 and 15 years old, and I would have been definitely X'd out of those gigs if I handled them the way some of the people who represent us do. But it's just so easy to pound that into the ground. I'll tell you what you do. If you are frustrated and tired of it, get a hold of your congressman or woman, and the same thing with the Senate as well, and say, we're tired of this. Stop talking. Enough of the conversation. I think there has to be, in the accountability department, I think what we need is to start holding their feet to the fire, as you would be at a job and probably have been if you worked at all in any kind of corporation, small or large. So if they're not going to be there, they're not going to take votes, they're going to be absent. If they want to get on committees, because you make more money when you get in committees, you can't take that leap to the committees because you have lunch with the people who are the influencers who will move you up into that position. I don't think you get to do that. And I think you need to dock pay. I mean, stop handling this the way we're handling it. I think there needs to be more accountability. And how do you do that? And the way you get people to be accountable is to threaten pay, frankly. And when we talk about health care, if the health care is one for all, let's make it one for all. And that means that Congress has to jump in with both feet, too. If I'm a Democrat and I'm saying this is really good, this is going to make a difference in your life, it's going to make a difference across the board for many Americans, then you know what I'm doing? I'm putting my money where my mouth is, and then I'm jumping into the health exchange, too. That's what I would do. If it's really, really going to work and the bugs are going to get ironed out and you're blaming the Republicans, saying that's just the same old crap from them and they have no solution, then I'd say show me. Show me why it's good and jump in with more than your mouth. Jump in with your wallet. There's a couple of things that could happen right now. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, so many of you emailed this show. You know, I always say you want to vent. You're frustrated by whatever it is that's happening, maybe even locally, but in your state or what's happening in Washington, D.C., or anything else you want to throw out. Maybe you just went to a movie and you have a cheap movie review for us. We'll have cheap movie reviews coming up. But in our next segment, we'll hit the mailbag. And a lot of people had a few things to say about Mandela and plenty to say about the fact that we still don't have a budget and what kind of a year it's been for Congress. In the next couple of weeks, we're going to take a big look back at the worst stories and the best stories of 2013, because certainly there were some great things that happened in this country. Sometimes I feel like all we do is hit and hammer and nail the nonsense to the floor. I mean, the reason we live in a great country is we still have freedom, right? We do radio shows. You can call in. We can talk about anything and all of it. We couldn't do this in other countries, and I've been to some of those other countries, and no matter how much we gripe, we don't want to turn into those other countries. And you look at the significance of this week, a poll comes out where in the United States, our view of how we're being perceived with the rest of the world is not good, that we don't have that perception of being the heavy hammer, of being the all-powerful United States, that some of that has been chipped away at. I think that's significant. Also, the fact that so many millennials are not happy with affordable care and are not signing up, meaning 18 to 29. That's a significant story. Those polls that are being released are very, very significant. And then also looking back at what I just went off on, the whole budget scenario, and the fact that how many times have we not had a budget? How many times have we been back in the same situation? We are a band. That's what it is. We are a Band-Aid culture. Just slap a Band-Aid on it, and we'll deal with it down the road. But we don't deal with it, and then down the road, all of a sudden, is in our face, and we got to do something about it. But it's we're back against the wall. I would hate it. If I were a congresswoman or a senator, I can't imagine the frustration. I can't imagine how frustrating it would be to constantly be in this scenario, especially if you were someone brand new and you had all these ideas and you were hoping to implement them and get things done, and you were told, well, wait, that's not the way things work here. That's not how we do it in Washington. You have to earn your wings or they're going to get clipped, which is what one freshman senator told me he was told when he first went to Washington. So I think that's super significant. And the other thing is, don't forget the investment we have in the Middle East. We're still waiting to see what happens with Iran since the sanctions were lifted. And you have President Rouhani in Iran who now is playing nice, has money circulating through the system again because the sanctions were really strangling that country. What are they actually going to do when it comes to not developing a nuclear warhead, which many believe they're very, very close to or could become very close to? So there was conversation in the beginning of the week and over last weekend as to what are the countries that we should be concerned about, and when do we say, well, we don't really have the right to be the nuclear authority and tell countries that they can or cannot have nukes. I think the countries that have nukes, fine, what are you going to do? That's in the game. But adding nukes and a place like Iran, do people realize who we're dealing with Iran? They still believe in revolutions. I don't think that I would trust that situation at all. Very collapsible. We'll see what happens. And then the other thing in the Middle East that's disconcerting is Afghanistan and the fact that Hamid Karzai still has not signed the bilateral agreement. Very significant if you know anyone who's serving and is in Afghanistan. 2014, the end of December 2014 is when our troops are out of there, and there are ways that you have to bring the troops back. There has to be an organized flow to it, especially leaving some behind, like 8,000 to 10,000 they're talking about. And now Karzai is not happy. He's not happy with a drone attack that happened and has not signed the agreement. And that kind of hangs us in limbo. What if we clear out completely? What does it do to that country? Stay with us. We're heading to the mailroom next.
Hi. I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up.
Forget the t-shirts for most of us in the country. We are way beyond that, friends. It is chilly all over the Midwest, the South, the Southwest. States of emergency have been declared in a few places, Oklahoma being one of them. Down power lines, ice, all that stuff that happens in the winter. Something that's not happening in Washington has nothing to do with the weather. It's the same old budget, and everybody's heading for the hills because of the holidays. So this is going to come down to the wire again. Look for the same conversations about, hey, we're getting closer. Only 5 days until we run out of money. 4 days till we run out of money. 3 days till we run out of money. And then, boom, either magically there's a deal or we go into panic mode in this country, and then there's another government shutdown, which I think is so unacceptable and ridiculous, and it's all that accountability that we just don't have. It's time to say, you got to be accountable. Look, you want to run for public office? This is a key piece of what has to happen. You have to come up with the numbers. Make them work. Make them work. Figure it out. Instead of waiting until the last moment. It's a democracy, folks. But they're not doing what they're supposed to do for the most part. And then the few, because not everyone's evil and awful on the Hill, but it's so few and far between that you just can't, you can't be the lone wolf even if you try. And it's good they try. Rand Paul did it. Ted Cruz did it. And people I know are iffy sometimes on Cruz, but I give Cruz credit. He is who he is. And he's no dummy. I mean, for whatever you care about education, you know, they always throw the whole thing about education when the president went to Harvard. Guess where Ted Cruz went? Harvard. Yeah, he did. Let's go to Dan in Cross Plains, Texas. Hello, Dan. How are you on this very chilly morning?
I'm watching the ice come down. The fleet all over the place. It's just peppered down in here. And I told your screener that I am making my famous chocolate chip raisin oatmeal cookies.
That's good. What do you put in your raisins? How do you make your, you don't buy a box thing? You do it yourself?
What do you mean, dry the raisins myself?
Yeah, you stamp on the gray, you stomp the grapes
out. Yeah, right, yeah. I just stand there with a coat hanger and the luxury sun, dry them out, babe.
No! I mean, that you mix everything up yourself, so in other words, you do the batter, basically.
I make the batter, and then
awesome.
People tell me, why don't you bring me some cookies? Those are the best cookies I ever ate, blah, 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 blah. And, I could go into business, and everybody.
I was just going to say that. Why don't you do that?
Well,
do it. Because, listen.
Well, I do this as a love for my friends.
Okay.
And people. I don't do it for money.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I'm just trying to be a good guy.
But I have a good name for your cookies, Dan's
okay.
Raisins. Dan's Raisins.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
All right. We'll talk. What's on your mind?
Okay. One, it's going to get settled on the budget deal. They'll keep playing the game. It's the same old kick the can down the road. We know that. We got the EPA that's acting like it's the government itself issuing all kinds of regulations. If you don't believe me, they've had 150,000 new regulations.
I know.
Since Obama got elected. Okay.
It's ridiculous.
150,000. We cannot breathe that we ain't breaking the law. Okay? And now I have another little pet peeve. I'd like you to send all of your little curly Q light bulbs that are wasted instead of to the dump, send them to Fred Upton. He wanted to put that damn thing through, and let him deal with it, because once those go into our dump, they get into our groundwater when they break. And when they break, get in the groundwater, it affects not only us, but our children, our grandchildren, and God knows how long. Because mercury doesn't dissipate.
Yeah, thanks. It's good. It's great that they didn't investigate that any further. Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I got a little joke for you, and then I'll let you go. This young girl was a victim of her two sister uglies that were stepsisters, and her father was dead, and the now stepmother treated her mean. Does it sound familiar? And this was absolutely horrible to her. So after doing all of her chores, she decided to take a little nap, and as she was laying there, out of the castle up on the hill, a horse come galloping down, and down through the town, and across the drawbridge, and into town itself, and right up to her door, and the prince of the castle kicked the door down, raced into her room, swept her up in his arms, carried her out, putting her on his horse, and galloped right back through the town, up the mountain, up to his castle, carried her in, and laid her down on a white ermine couch. Looked intently into his hot eyes. She said, "What are you going to do to me now?" He said, "I don't know. It's your dream."
Oh, you took me there. I love it, Dan. I am ripping that joke off. You have a fabulous weekend. Watch out for the ice, brother. It's brutal. Tomas in Michigan. Hello.
Hey, Kate. I want to talk a little bit about old Nelson Mandela, you know. Everybody
yeah.
is saying the praises of Nelson Mandela, but I never was a fan of Nelson, you know. But, I mean, he died today, so I think I'll just leave it at that. I think that the white people in South Africa brought a lot to the table. If it hadn't been for that influx of European know-how, you know, Southern Africa would be like the rest of Africa, which is third world. So, but you have to give it to him because he could have turned around and been like that guy in Rhodesia that turned into
a madman. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and he could have done the same thing, or he could have tried to do the same thing in South Africa. And he took lemons and made lemonade for sure.
Absolutely, that's what I said. To me, that was the one thing you take away from this. How are you thrown in a hole no matter what for 27 years? You emerge and you don't have bitterness, and you try to unite the white people and the black people, especially through the rugby game, the huge rugby game, the world championships, which he really brokered that deal. I know somebody that was involved in that, and they said, you know, this wasn't just fluff and stuff. He really pushed for that, and it made a big difference. So, you know, bravo.
Yeah, well, do you think that if the Republicans are going to try and shut the government down again?
I think it'll come down to the last minute, and there'll be a deal.
That's right. Milking the cow, huh?
Milking it. Yep, brother, milking it. Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. They got to all enjoy that little interview with CNN. They get a little free interview with Fox.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. It's all part of the game.
Yep.
Too bad though, because you know, sooner or later, this is going to end. You know. Have you heard of those Bitcoins?
Yes. Yes, we do advertisements on the air for that. We know a lot of people that have Bitcoins and have done well with it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a sign of the times. That when the dollar loses its dominance, the game is over then.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to change the entire rules. Once we don't anymore control the currency game, man, that QE is going to lose its power.
Mm-hmm.
We're printing $85 billion.
I know.
$85 billion a month. And when that stops, you know, the fat lady will have finished.
I agree. You and I are in total agreement of that. We've been talking about that, Tomas, for a long time. My father said that to me a long, long time ago, that you wait and see what happens. It's paper money. It's like funny money, because that's exactly what Bernanke, when he was the Federal Reserve Chair, that's what he kept pushing for over and over and over again. Quantitative easing, just keep doing that. As I ease my way out of the position, I am easing, quantitative easing all over the place. And that bled us dry. I just don't understand how that became so acceptable. Whoop. It's just like it's that Band-Aid again. Let's slap a Band-Aid on it, print more money. Slap a Band-Aid on it, print more money. You get it. It's the repetitive nature of things, I guess, in Washington. That's so infuriating, no?
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.